So if you have anything to say about it, speak up, because they're going to be passing that. And pretty soon you won't see all those trucks with tacos. I wonder who is inspecting them. Are they inspected? Does the health department inspect them?
I think so, yeah.
I believe they do.
I've seen some drippy stuff. I've seen some drippy stuff hanging off some of those trucks.
I mean, you wouldn't get me
near. Maybe those are illegal taco trucks.
Taco sauce.
You know, I'm intrigued by this thing that Sean mentioned. There's a gourmet grilled cheese truck. That sounds good right now.
Well, have them come by here just for you then. How about that?
Well, they could pull up right out there. It's public.
Give them directions.
Private property.
And actually, they were here a couple of weeks ago in front of the building.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's okay. I think this is a perfect place.
What do they offer you, Sean? What's a gourmet grilled cheese look
grilled cheese with Parmesan bread?
If you look at their web, they have a Facebook profile. Doesn't everybody, right?
Yes, I was going to say. Everybody.
Who doesn't have Facebook? But anyways, they have the daily specials on there, too. And also, you can go to gourmelt.com, I believe it is, and they have their whole menu there, too.
Is this your new business, Sean?
Yeah.
No.
Is this your new business?
No, but two women run it.
Your mother? Your sister?
Exactly.
Something's going on here.
No. I've been wanting to try, but I haven't been where they've been yet, so.
Well, they're going to have to keep on the move if all these ordinances pass. Okay, in other news, Sparks police did finally identify the woman that was found dead. Did you hear about this December 1st at the Alamo truck stop?
Who was it?
Deborah Sayer, 44 years old. The name sounds familiar to me. I don't like that. Mm. Feels familiar. They released security video photographs of Sayer and a man that she was talking to about an hour before she was found dead in the parking lot. Apparently, she had been hit and dragged by a tractor trailer rig.
Oh, my gosh. And nobody even knew, huh?
Nobody even knew. Sayer and the man, they say, were talking in the bar. So they've got this video.
Oh, so maybe it wasn't
video.
An accident.
Oh, gosh. They couldn't find anyone who actually saw the accident, but they do have a report of a blue truck. 53-foot trailer had either green riding or green design in the area of the accident of the truck stop on Gregg Street. Anyone with information is asked to please call the detectives or secret witness at 322-4900. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I heard that and it was like, ooh, that's nasty. Don't like that. All right, well, Sparks, here's something interesting for Sparks. The Park and Recreation Director is focusing on preparing for the new season, and she's come up with some new events calendar she's going to take to the City Council on Monday. Would include, this is besides the best rib cook-off, Hot August Nights. There's more.
Street Vibrations.
Mm-hmm, Street Vibrations, but also she wants the Watercraft Tour, tentatively set for June 30th and July 1st at the Sparks Marina. That'll be a professional water cross and beach volleyball.
Oh, really?
Won't that be cool?
I love beach volleyball.
I do too.
Do you know I played in a league for years?
I play volleyball. I love it.
With my daughters.
But it's so fun to watch girls out there in their bathing suits playing, you know, and guys looking all good. It's fun. Also, the Expedition Man, Northern Nevada's first iron distance triathlon. She wants to set that for August 25th. It'll be a 2.4-mile swim, Zephyr Cove. Ooh, brr, brr.
Ooh,
and
Lake Tahoe?
Ooh, yeah. 112-mile bike ride, 26.2-mile run.
Eeks.
Finishing up at the marina.
Yeah.
Also, Brewfest. She wants to schedule for September, October.
Like?
With a half marathon in December. So she's trying to get some things going on. She's got a lot of ideas that will total 200 more days of events. Currently, it's 157 days. Interesting. So that's Nevada news. Did you have anything else?
Mr. David Pendleton, who got shot by the police in Gardnerville, right next to his own tombstone.
Ooh.
That's kind of a weird story.
I want to hear about that when we come back. We'll be right back with Broadview.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
Are you tired of looking in the mirror and seeing wrinkles or sunspots that bother you? It is common as we age to have more skincare concerns. Hi, I'm Regina, General Manager at RenewMD. At RenewMD, our focus is to help you look and feel your best. Our experts in anti-aging provide a relaxing, professional treatment that varies from microdermabrasions to chemical peels, advanced laser treatments, dermaplaning, and so much more. We have professionals under board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. James Murphy, who care about you and your skincare care needs. We offer complimentary consultations Tuesday through Saturday, and this holiday season is a perfect time to take advantage of our special offers. 50% off laser hair removal, $500 off a non-surgical facelift package. Dermaplaning is only $29 with any other service, and many more opportunities to save. Call today to get started on your path to beautiful skin so you look in the mirror and not only look great, but feel great. Call 852-4500. That's 852-4500. At RenewMD, we're setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
I love the other guy's sales ads. Two at this price, three at this price, one at this price. What? I'm letting new Ram Express Hemis loose for just $28,000 even. And I've got 100 at that price.
You heard right. Don Weir's got 100. All new redesigned 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemis. Loaded for just $28,000 even.
Hey, 100? Gotta be a typo.
There's no typos in radio. But you're right. I lied. The actual figure is over 100.
What?
No wonder Don can sell them for $28,000 even. That's almost $9,000 less than normal dealer retail. That makes it the best truck deal in Northern Nevada ever. And remember, these are fully equipped Ram Hemi V8 Quad Cab 4x4s. Complete with dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch chrome wheels.
I got 100 of them, but at this price, they'll be gone in days. Why do you think they call it Ram Express? Nobody, but nobody, beats a Reno Dodge deal.
All financing OAC. Taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock number 212145. Total savings up. Dealer asking price include $3,250 rebate. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Oh, Santa's back. Has never been so full.
The Buzz
has more than $20,000 of prizes to give away.
Just log on to our website
and register to win
at KBZZ.com.
Each day another prize will appear.
Flat screen TVs,
spa packages,
designer purses,
iPads,
Xboxes, and more.
Just enter to win.
And you may be one of the many listeners to win big.
Log on and join our listener e-club.
And you'll be registered to win one of the more than $20,000 in gifts to be given away.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. And now Sean has brought up for your tantalizing delight, the Gourmelt truck menu. Look at all those. They've got all kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches, the grade schooler. Not sure about that. Rise and shine. Yeah, cream cheese. All kinds. Italian mozzarella cheese grilled. They've got sides, tomato soup, sweet melt, cherry bomb, which is cheese with glazed cherries and chopped pecans. Mm. Yum, yum. Anyway, just a little sample of
once in a while, grilled cheese is just the thing, right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Perhaps you should invite them to the show.
Yeah, really.
We must. You do that, Sean. We take
potential
care of that.
Okay, sponsor.
Since you're going to be out there looking for them anyway. So you had one more story we wanted to talk about real quick before we get to your common sense, and we've only got a minute.
Kind of a weird story.
Yeah, it is a weird story.
A man
story.
Whose wife had recently died was only a few feet away from his own tombstone in a family burial plot when he pointed a loaded gun at a deputy and was fatally shot.
And how old was he?
77 years old.
So he was very devastated that his wife had died.
It sounds like it might be. We don't really know.
But he called the cops.
Suicide by cop. Yeah.
He called the cops and said, there's a man over here with a gun in the graveyard.
He said there was a dead body.
A dead body.
Outside a white truck.
Which was going to be his dead body?
Right. So maybe he wanted to kill himself and then lost his nerve, but then when the police showed up, he pointed the shotgun at the policeman and so he shot him.
But here's the thing that Sean brought up was that maybe he had religious convictions that he couldn't commit suicide.
So this was
end up in limbo.
That's really not fair to the policeman.
No. What was his name? David.
David Pendleton, 77 years old.
That's just crazy.
Is that a weird story? Fell right next to his own team's tombstone.
More crazy stuff in Nevada. All right, we've got some more crazy stuff about
JP's moment of common
windmills
sense.
Windmills this week. All right, give it to us, JP.
Is there anything more irrational than a windmill in the 21st century? The question occurred to me last week when I passed a field of wind turbines. The sight was intensely irritating because I hate signs of stupidity, and a wind turbine is a 400-foot-tall sign waving its arms and yelling, "I'm stupid, I'm stupid, I'm stupid." I said that three times because the dumb things usually have three blades. There are more than 14,000 abandoned wind turbines in the United States. You might recognize them by their lack of movement, but don't count on it. Many of them still rotate even though they no longer produce electricity, supposedly because their owners want to keep lubricant pumping through their innards. But I suspect the real reason is so that taxpayers won't realize how many of these monstrosities don't actually work. Letting a non-working wind turbine keep rotating is stupid times two, because a 400-foot windmill is a giant Cuisinart for bats and birds. Get out of your car sometime, hop over the fence, and walk through a wind farm. If they don't arrest you for being a terrorist and send you to Guantanamo, you'll find yourself walking on thousands of little bird skeletons and feathers and bat carcasses. I can do the math for you. If the windmill's blade is 135 feet long and a leisurely rate of rotation takes it from straight up to straight down in about a second, that might seem slow to your eye, but the trip traveled about 300 feet in 1 second, which is about 200 miles per hour. Do you know any birds or bats that can fly 200 miles per hour? Neither do I. So along come these poor, innocent little critters flying along looking for something to eat, and bam, they never even know what hits them. Then the carcasses draw more birds who see those little dead bodies as an easy snack, and they end up flying into the same Cuisinart. Just one wind farm, the Altamont Pass Wind Farm in California, which doesn't even have the new, larger, faster blades, by the way, has been estimated by the Audubon Society to kill 10,000 birds a year, including 75 to 110 golden eagles, 380 burrowing owls, 300 red-tailed hawks, and 333 falcons. That's a lot of dead birds for one wind farm. Yet if I walk down to Wingfield Park and whop one of those thousands of pesky poop-all-over-everything Canadian geese in the head with a golf club so I can eat them for Christmas dinner, I'll have environmentalists screaming bloody murder and probably get arrested. Makes no sense. Here's my one-minute, three-step summary of how the wind turbine game works. First, greedy businessmen who manufacture blades and turbines convince gullible environmental wackos who never took a physics course they understood to help them lobby the governments for subsidies to build windmills. Second, stupid politicians who flunk ninth grade algebra pass energy bills which use taxpayer money to provide as much as 50% of the construction costs, bribe local Audubon affiliates with government grants to shut up about the bird problem, and subsidize a chunk of the production costs of the electricity generated. Third, since all that help still isn't enough to make wind power economically competitive, the government mandates that local utilities buy all the electricity the damn windmills generate, then charge you and me extra for it. So, with all that help, why are there so many abandoned wind turbines? Well, those great big blades swinging around at hundreds of miles per hour are outside in bad weather, and by golly, as any common sense farmer could tell you, moving parts that sit outside and a crap load of maintenance to keep them working. Eventually, no matter how much the government subsidizes them, the maintenance costs get too high. After all, the owners already scored the big money when the government underwrote the original construction, so they walk away fat and happy, leaving eyesores hundreds of feet high that kill birds like they were brand new. I'm half Dutch, and nobody knows windmills better than Dutch people. The Netherlands used windmill power for centuries to keep themselves dry, and in 1850 there were an estimated 10,000 windmills scattered around the little country, most of them busy pumping water from one side of the dikes to the other. But when the internal combustion engine was invented, the Dutch converted to pumps powered by fossil fuels. This isn't 1850, this is 2011. As an energy source, fossil fuels are more dependable, more efficient, and more powerful than windmills. And it's a waste of money to be building 400-foot bird zappers to litter the landscape and send us non-stop semaphore messages about how stupid we are. That's just common sense.
Well, now what do you think? Would we put a fence around them or something?
You can't keep the birds out with a fence. There's no answer to that problem. It's just stupid to be building windmills.
Well, I don't know, though. They create a lot of power. I mean, go to Palm Springs. On your way to Palm Springs?
You see a bunch of rotors going around. But I'm telling you right now that a lot of those rotors going around, they no longer produce electricity.
What are they producing?
Nothing. They're just sitting there killing birds. These things don't last. The Dutch now tried to do the same thing we're doing. They tried to put some of these windmills to produce electricity out in the North Sea, and they're just giving up on the idea. It's way too expensive to try to maintain them.
You know, I've always thought Nevada's the perfect state. It gets so windy here. There's so much wind here. There's got to be a way. I mean, can't make them smaller? I mean, do they have to be so tall that they're up to the airplanes and the birds?
It's just physics. You can't make as much power with a windmill as you can with a freaking engine.
I'm going to have to do some... an engine can be run with wind power. Okay, let's not get into that. Monica Hart and Randy Thompson are here from Nevada Opera. They've got a holiday performance coming up at the Pioneer Center, and I'm looking forward to talking to them. And we'll do that after the news right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Another chance for the GOP presidential contenders to score some points with voters. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive says they're gathering for another debate in the key state of Iowa.
CBSNews.com's Brian Montopoli says almost any of the seven on stage tonight could win the Iowa caucuses.
Ron Paul in our latest CBS News poll was effectively tied for second place with Mitt Romney. He's got a great organization there. You look at Michelle Bachmann, she's from Iowa. She's the only woman in the race, which I think helps her. She's also a social conservative and really resonates, I think, with a lot of the folks in that state.
Rick Perry, governor of Texas, has new campaign ads that feature him as a conservative Christian. Dan Revive, CBS News.
There have been some tough times at Virginia Tech. Two deadly shootings in recent years, the latest this week. But there are also some tough people there.
I'm Jim Crisula. The pride and spirit of Virginia Tech's Hokie Nation may be stronger than ever as students head off for their fall semester final exams.
Tech bounces back. Certainly do. I want people to know that even with hard times, we are a nation and a community.
We are a very strong community and we always stick together.
The exams rescheduled because of Thursday's campus violence will continue early next week. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There are indications delegates to a UN climate conference in South Africa might not go home empty-handed after all. A package of documents described as an imperfect compromise is being submitted to the 194-party conference for approval. South Africa's foreign minister, the conference chairman, says failure to agree after 16 days of work would be an unsustainable setback for international efforts to control greenhouse gases. After 5 months, a 14-year-old American, Kevin Lunsman, has been released in the southern Philippines. He'd been held by suspected Muslim militants. Reporter Barnaby Lowe's in Manila.
The Philippine military did confirm that Kevin, the 14-year-old American, was released by his captors. He's now in the custody of the military, and the military is saying that they have no information on whether ransom was made. But we know that the kidnappers did, in fact, call the family in the U.S. to ask for a $2 million ransom. But the military says they have no information whether anyone paid any ransom.
And the boy was on vacation when he was taken hostage in July. Another Occupy protest has become unoccupied. Police have cleared a Boston square where protesters had camped out for 10 weeks. They say no one was hurt when they moved in early this morning to chase out the protesters. 46 people were arrested. The mayor says the occupation had become a public health and safety hazard. New contract, new team for baseball superstar Albert Pujols. The Los Angeles Angels brought him out for a welcoming ceremony now that he's left the St. Louis Cardinals.
We're just really excited, and I can't wait, you know, to try to go out there and do my best like I did in the city of San Luis for 11 years.
Some fans in St. Louis are so angry at him, they've been tossing or even burning their Albert Pujols jerseys. This is CBS News.
You're stranded.